This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a well-known Chicago sports figure making a big announcement today. WBBM sports director Josh List joins us live now at the anchor desk with the story.
Yeah, Derrick Rose retiring. Chicagoans felt like they were soaring alongside Rose during his rise from the South Side to mega basketball stardom. Basketball gave him everything, and an injury nearly took it all away, as Rose once explained.
My passion and my dedication and what I sacrificed for this game, it's everything. Like, this is my life.
Two state titles at Simeon High, Illinois Mr. Basketball 07, a national runner-up in college at Memphis, a number one pick in the draft by his hometown Bulls, youngest ever MVP at 22, a three-time All-Star before a 2012 playoff knee injury, and 3 years of rehab and fits and starts before competing seven more NBA seasons. Today, Rose announces his retirement after 15 years in the pros, a Chicago native, former Bulls number one pick, retiring just a week before his 36th birthday. More in sports at 8:16. Live, Josh List, News Radio WBBM.
Four men are hospitalized after being shot on the northwest side early today. Police say the men, who are in the age range of 20 to 24, were walking on the sidewalk near Knox and Montrose when shots were fired from a passing car. It happened around 2:30 this morning. Police say circumstances surrounding the incident are being investigated by Area 5 detectives.
The president of the police union weighing in on the end of the use of shot spotter technology, saying people are going to die.
John Catanzara posted a video online under the title RIP Shot Spotter. He's very critical of the mayor for his veto and 14 aldermen who voted to get rid of the technology.
These people are clueless. They will literally run this city into the ground, regardless of a walkie-talkie on a pole nonsense that this clueless, just ignorant mayor and his rhetoric keep spouting.
Catanzara said the mayor and the 14 city council members are championing a cause.
Let's call it what it really is. It's another way to have less people arrested for gun violations and put in jail. Period. Full stop.
He said it's been very well documented that ShotSpotter has saved lives. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An Oaklawn police officer charged with punching a teenager will now face the judge responsible for a major decision related to the 2014 murder of Laquan McDonald. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Yeah, my Cisco, that officer is Patrick O'Donnell. Now, he is set to face Cook County Judge Domenica Stevenson. And Stevenson is the judge who, in 2019, acquitted a group of Chicago police officers accused of lying to protect Jason Van Dyke. That's the officer who shot 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times in 2014. Now, O'Donnell is accused of repeatedly punching a 17-year-old in the head after that teen ran from a traffic stop in July of 2022. O'Donnell faces two counts of aggravated battery and two counts of official misconduct. His trial before Stevenson is expected to start December 19th. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Early voting begins today for many suburban counties in Chicagoland. Voters can also register to vote and immediately cast ballots at some locations. In Chicago, early voting does not begin until October 3rd. In suburban Cook, the early voting starts in some locations on October 9th, elsewhere on the 21st.
Meantime, former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is continuing his efforts to have people support a November referendum on property tax relief.
It really is a chance for lots and lots of voters who don't like the current property tax.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
System. It's really going in the wrong direction. If we're going to change it, reform it, and give relief to everyday people who own homes, who want to stay in those homes, this referendum is really the key way to go down your ballot and vote yes.
Quinn is scheduled to testify today during a hearing at the Illinois House Revenue Committee. The tax relief plan would impose a 3% tax increase on people earning at least $1 million. Supporters say the revenue generated would create a fund to give property tax relief to people around the state.
In response to a weekend shooting in Little Village that left one person dead and six others wounded, Chicago police say they're bringing more resources straight to the community today.
We want to make sure that we heal the community so we can help prevent the cycle of violence.
Director of Community Policing Glenn Brooks telling reporters here at CPD headquarters the department's third Emergency Assistance Center of the Year will be opened at Farragut Career Academy.
Anybody who's been shot, anybody who has had a family member who has suffered the consequence of gun violence is more than welcome, and we encourage to come and connect with the services to begin or continue that healing process.
Those services will include counselors, detectives, therapy dogs, and youth services.
No one wants to find themselves ever in these circumstances. So when we do have these tragedies, it's an ability for us to really coalesce all of those victim services and provide them locally.
The center will be open from 4 to 7 p.m. At Chicago Police Headquarters, Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Sports sponsored by Visit Hamilton County, Indiana. Here's Josh List.
Derrick Rose saying goodbye to basketball with a retirement letter this morning. He grew up 20 dribbles from his Southside Chicago home to his favorite basketball hoop. And within years, he got Simeon High to two state titles and be the number one pick in the NBA draft by his hometown Bulls. He'd play eight seasons in Chicago, claim a Rookie of the Year, MVP, three All-Stars. No coach played Rose harder, maybe to a fault, like in the 2012 playoff game where he blew out his knee, or appreciated Rose's game more than longtime coach Tom Thibodeau.
To go through 3 years where you can't play and to go through the rehab 1 year is, you know, very, very difficult. So when you look at three and then to see someone to, you know, overcome that, to have the mental toughness to, you know, overcome all that adversity and then get back to the level that he's at, you know, it's been, you know, it's great to see.
Rose also played for the Knicks, Timberwolves, Cavaliers, Pistons, and Grizzlies in his 15-year career. White Sox fans turn on their team again for a record-worst season of frustration, and the squad says 18,000. Take that bag. Back-to-back wins 4-3 over the Angels on Andrew Benintendi's 10th inning single. Record loss number 121 can wait, and they'll take on the Angels again this afternoon. Cubs off host the Reds after a 9-6 loss in Philly. Blackhawks, despite a terrifying goal, lose to the Wings in the preseason opener 4-2. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's annual celebration of food and wine returns this week.
More than 90 chefs from Chicagoland and across the country will be gathering as part of a five-day culinary celebration.
You know, what goes better than food and fashion? That's our theme this year.
Sam Toya with the Illinois Restaurant Association says the 15th annual Chicago Gourmet will feature 5 days of in-person events, including tacos and tequila, hamburger hop, Grand Cru wine event, late night gourmet, and the Rise and Shine brunch on Sunday.
We have the best food and wine show. I say this every year, fourth weekend in September, Millennium Park on the Harris rooftop. Like I said, they can say what they want in other parts of the country, but we have the best food and wine show, and we showcase our great restaurants here.
Chicago chefs participated in a pickleball tournament last weekend to kick off the event. All proceeds will go toward the Illinois Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago neighborhood has been named one of the coolest neighborhoods in the world. Time Out says the designation goes to Logan Square, which comes in at number 34 on the global list. The Northwest Side neighborhood is one of only eight in the U.S. that made the list. Time Out says the neighborhood is a vibrant, high-energy cultural hub with some of the city's most notable bars and restaurants. A Cook County judge has sided with village trustees in Dalton, ordering that the mayor not make appointments without their approval. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live on the Newsline with the latest.
My Mayor Tiffany Henyard recently made three appointments, village manager, village attorney, and police chief, without approval by the trustees. Now they have been blocked. And the judge's order forbids new appointments without the trustees' approval. This is the latest in months of back and forth between a majority of trustees and the mayor, who's accused by detractors of financial wrongdoing, which she has denied. An investigation by former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot found that the village is deep in the red, has many checks that have been written but have not gone out to vendors, and we know the FBI has also served subpoenas at the village hall. Reporting live, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All eyes will be on the Chicago Board of Education when they meet at 5 o'clock today amid a push by the mayor and teachers union to dump CPS CEO Pedro Martinez.
The board president says there are no plans to act on CEO Martinez's contract at the meeting. CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates told CBS News Chicago Martinez is pledging a moratorium on school closures that the union already proposed.
What he's doing is what he does most of the time. He takes the work of our members and he puts it in headlines. Right now he is talking about all of the achievements that the district has met.
She says those include additional nurses and restorative justice coordinators. Outside of the contract under negotiation, she says Martinez needs to come up with a plan to pay for how the district runs. Davis Gates suggests he looks to business leaders who've given him a vote of confidence. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.